England Boxing Safeguarding Code. Version 1.0. This audio version has been created to support accessibility to England Boxing's documents. Please note that the definitions, diagrams and appendices have been removed from this version. Reporting a safeguarding concern. All safeguarding concerns must be reported as soon as possible to a club welfare officer or regional welfare officer and or to England Boxing's compliance and safeguarding manager or compliance team. All safeguarding referrals are managed by England Boxing with CWOAs and RWOAs providing support in the referral process to England Boxing. The compliance and safeguarding manager can be contacted via email at safeguarding@englandboxing.org or the safeguarding mobile on 07590 600 01 during office hours Monday to Friday. If a child, young person, or an adult at risk is in immediate danger, please call the emergency services on 999. The process for reporting safeguarding concerns is provided at Section 9 of this code. Section A, Safeguarding in Boxing. At England Boxing, we are committed to making our sport a safe, inclusive and inspiring environment where everyone, especially children, young people and adults at risk, can thrive. Safeguarding is central to our values and our wider strategy to ensure that boxing continues to be a force for good in communities across the country. The Board of Directors is clear. The welfare of children, young people and adults at risk must always come first. The future of our sport depends on maintaining a culture where participants feel safe, respected and supported at every level. We want all members, whether boxers, coaches, officials, volunteers or parents-carers, to play their part in upholding these standards. This code sets out the principles and procedures that underpin our safeguarding approach. It provides clear guidance on how to protect children, young people and adults at risk from harm and what steps to take when concerns arise. Our aim is to empower everyone in boxing to be vigilant, informed, proactive in creating safe spaces for participation and development. All of England Boxing's training programs, including those for coaching, officiating, team management and anti-doping, embed safeguarding principles. This ensures that knowledge, understanding and good practice are consistently reinforced across the sport. When concerns are raised, our qualified safeguarding staff act swiftly and decisively, working with statutory agencies including the local authority, designated officer and the police where necessary. Our robust processes are designed to protect individuals and uphold the integrity of the sport. Safeguarding is a constantly evolving area. England Boxing is committed to applying current best practice and staying ahead of developments in policy, legislation, and sport-wide guidance. Regular reviews and updates ensure that this code reflects the latest standards. The Board of England Boxing. 1. Safeguarding Policy Statement 1.1. England Boxing is committed to safeguarding and promoting the welfare of children, young people and adults at risk involved in our sport. All children, young people and adults at risk must be valued and treated with equality and fairness, regardless of their age, gender, race, colour, nationality, ethnic or national origin, ability, disability, religion or belief or sexual identity. Every child, young person and adult at risk should be able to participate in boxing in a safe, friendly and enjoyable environment. Safeguarding is everyone's responsibility. The safeguarding policy and this code apply to all participants in boxing in England. 2. Key Safeguarding Principles 2.1. Welfare of the child, young person or adult at risk. The welfare of the child, young person or adult at risk is paramount. Participants will be protected from maltreatment and their well-being promoted. Boxing for all participants must be conducted in a safe environment, positive and encouraging atmosphere, free from abuse and poor practice. 2.2. Needs of the child, young person or adult at risk. Every child, young person or adult at risk, is unique. Their boxing experience should be tailored to their individual needs to ensure they fulfill their individual potential. 2-3. Integrity and fair play. Every child, young person or adult at risk must be treated with integrity and respect. The relationship between adult, whether coach, volunteer, parent carer, or otherwise, must at all times be one of honesty and respect. Boxing should be conducted according to the rules, with respect for opponents and others. 2.4. Rules, policies, codes, procedures and guidelines. This code and related policy procedures will be widely promoted and are mandatory for all participants in boxing. All allegations of abuse and safeguarding issues will be treated seriously, investigated and pursued according to this code and the safeguarding procedure. 2.5. Working in partnership. England Boxing considers working in partnership with other organisations. Children, young people, adults at risk and parent carers as essential. England Boxing is committed to working with police, local authority designated officer, local authority adult, safeguarding team and any other relevant body or statutory agency in line with its legal obligations. 2.6. Key safeguarding principles diagram shows 5 elements of safeguarding. 2.7. This code may also be considered for adults at risk, as well as children and young persons. Additional policy for adults at risk is provided for in the safeguarding adults policy and should be read in conjunction with this code. Where conflict may arise between the policies for those over the age of 18, the safeguarding adults policy takes precedent for those requiring safeguarding. 3. Identifying safeguarding concerns. 3.1. Safeguarding issues can arise in many ways, places, and contextual settings. The starting point is that the participation of children, young people, or adults at risk in the sport of boxing must be enjoyable and safe. Any behaviour or safeguarding breaches that puts at risk the welfare of a participant is a safeguarding issue. Such behaviour may occur in the home, gym or club environment, while travelling, at a tournament, or within the community. It may be perpetrated by a participant, friend, family member or stranger, and by an adult or another child or young person. It may involve direct contact or be online. It is impossible to compile an exhaustive list of all behaviours and contexts which give rise to safeguarding concerns. But concerns may align with the 4 main types of abuse. A. Physical abuse. It may involve hitting, shaking, throwing, poisoning, burning or scalding, drowning, suffocating or otherwise causing physical harm to a child, young person or adult at risk. B. Sexual abuse. Forcing or enticing a child, young person or adult at risk to take part in sexual activities, which may involve physical contact, including assault by penetration or non-penetrative acts such as masturbation, kissing, rubbing and touching outside of clothing. They may also include non-contact or online activities such as involving children, young people or adults at risk in looking at or in the production of sexual images, watching sexual activities, encouraging them to behave insexually, inappropriate ways or grooming them in preparation for exploitation or abuse. Sexual abuse is perpetrated by males, females, and by children and young people. Child sexual exploitation is a form of sexual abuse in which children and young people are sexually exploited, involving contact or non-contact methods, such as online, for money, power or status. The positional abuse, the persistent emotional maltreatment of a child, young person or adult at risk, such as to cause severe and persistent adverse effects on the individual's emotional development. It may include not giving the individual opportunities to express their views, deliberately silencing them or making fun of what they say or how they communicate. It may involve bullying, cyber bullying, causing them to frequently feel frightened or in danger, or the grooming, exploitation or corruption of individuals, and or de-neglect, the persistent failure to meet a child, young person or adult at risk's basic physical and or psychological needs, likely to result in the serious impairment of the individual's health or development. 3.2. Four main types of abuse diagram shows the four main types of abuse. 3.3. The four main types of abuse are not exhaustive, and there is often overlap between them. They can occur in a multitude of ways and situations. Physical and sexual abuse may be the most obvious forms to identify if witnessed. Yet, other forms of abuse are just as prohibited, but may be less obvious or more subtle. Safeguarding issues can arise in relation to conduct, which is not necessarily abusive, but poses a risk to well-being, safety, or an individual's rights. The following are contextual examples of conduct in boxing which may give rise to safeguarding concerns. A11 training. Training arranged in a private or a 1-1 setting. B. Accommodation arrangements. Segregation of accommodation from the main party. C. Abuse of authority. Using power to manipulate or exploit. D. Bullying. Physical, verbal, online or offline behaviors to degrade a participant. E. Doping. Acts to encourage or provide for the use of prohibited substances. F. Dismissal. Dismissal of behaviors as lower level concerns or poor. Practice 12. G. Drug use. Use provision or encouragement of illegal and drug use. H. Failure to report. Ignoring signs of abuse or failing to report concerns. I. Favoritism. Repeated engagement with specific participants to the detriment of others. J. Grooming behaviors. Facilitating a relationship for the purpose of exploitation or control. 3.15. Humiliation. Acts to degrade participants in front of their peers. L. Inappropriate communication. Using phone calls or digital media to communicate outside of England boxing activity. M. Inappropriate training. The use of techniques outside of documented England boxing training or inappropriate to the participant's stage of development. N. Mismatching opponents. Disregard for the matchmaking process. O. Neglect. Ignoring or failing to meet the needs of a participant. P. Non-affiliated venues. Training in a that for that is not England boxing affiliated. Q. Obsessive behaviors. Controlling or obsessive behavior regarding a participant. R. Photography. Filming. Inappropriate image video creation without consent or outside of two. England boxing activity. S. Physical interaction. Touching or manipulating a participant outside of England boxing activity or documented England boxing. Training methods. T. Sexual relationships. Using boxing to develop. Inappropriate sexual relationships in law. U. Sparring boxing utens. Overseeing both. The sparring boxing of underage children regardless of a boxer's England. Boxing membership. V. Transportation. Regular transport of a child, young, person or adult at risk, without a chaperone, and with or without parent. Carer consent. W. Unlicensed coaches. Using unlicensed coaches to deliver. Training. X. Unrealistic expectations. Training or competition that is inappropriate to the participant's stage of development. Y. Verbal abuse. Use of inappropriate language or delivery to a participant. And or. Weight management. Employing unsafe practices for participants to make. Weight. The line. Appropriate and inappropriate roles of a coach or CWO diagram. Shows the roles England Boxing expects coaches and CWOs to undertake. 3.6. The behaviours outlined below. The line. In S 3.5, are not part of any technique taught. or provided for in courses from England Boxing, and do not form part of any coaching. Handbook or England Boxing Rules, policies, codes, procedures or guidelines. Regardless of a participant's career or job outside of boxing, these behaviours are not England Boxing activity and are therefore not insured by England Boxing. 3.7. Members should be vigilant for signs, symptoms or indicators of abuse or mistreatment of children, young people or adults at risk. This includes conduct away from boxing, such as at home or school, but which is evident in a boxing environment. 3.8. Possible signs include, but are not limited to, injuries for which there is no reasonable or sensible explanation. B participant appears hungry, dirty, and or inadequately dressed. C weight loss or gain, unrelated to making weight, or a deterioration in well-being. D reluctance to go home. E unexplained absences. F inappropriate conversations of a sexual nature. G sharing radical and extremist views. H changes in behavior or social interaction. And or I unexplained gifts or money. 3.9. Members should also be alert to inappropriate conduct by other participants, such as making sexual comments to or in the presence of participants, the sharing of unsuitable images, the use of inappropriate training, methods or paying disproportionate attention to a participant beyond the requirements of their usual role or responsibilities. 3.10. Particular vigilance is required to be alert to mistreatment or abuse of participants. Vulnerable to exploitation. For example, by way of exposure or vulnerability to child sexual abuse, extremism, or other criminality, such as county lines, drug supply, and cuckooing. Any behavior that puts at risk the welfare of a participant is prohibited and must be reported to England Boxing. Dre Dull Fday. The following sections, S3.12. To S3.19. Detail contextual safeguarding concerns that participants should understand in their roles working with children, young people, and adults at risk. These relate to behaviors towards participants or individuals and groups external to boxing. These explanations have been influenced by the guidance provided by the NSPCC, Child Protection in Sport Unit, and Anne Craft Trust. Dre Does Wolf Tain. Child sexual exploitation. CSE is a form of sexual abuse where a child or young person is coerced, manipulated or deceived into sexual activity for something they, page 16, may need or want, such as gifts, money, drugs, status, affection, etc. Children and young people may not realize they are being exploited, may believe they are in a consensual relationship or relationships. This form of CSE is linked to grooming as 3.15 and may also take place without physical contact through the use of technology. This could involve the sharing of intimate images or videos with their abuser. Equally, CSE can also be defined by an abuser's sexual conversations with a child or young person. 3.13. Criminal exploitation. This form of exploitation also involves children, young people, or adults at risk being coerced, manipulated, or deceived to commit crimes. This is often linked to a gang culture, where an individual is exploited to move drugs or money from one part area to another, usually cities to suburban areas or coastal towns, which is known as county lines. Cuckooing involves criminal gangs taking over the household of a young person or adult at risk for criminal purposes. In both instances, children, young people and adults at risk are used as they are less likely to be perceived to be involved in criminal activity. 3.14. Female genital mutilation. FGM is illegal and a criminal offence in the UK. It involves a female's genitals being deliberately removed or altered for non-medical reasons. It is also referred to as female circumcision or cutting. This may be carried out for a variety of perceived cultural, religious, and social reasons, but is a harmful practice which is a form of physical abuse and can lead to longer-term physical and mental health problems. This practice is separate and unrelated to male circumcision. 3.15. Grooming. This involves an abuser building a relationship with a child, young person or adult at risk, sometimes their wider family, in order to gain their trust and a position of power in preparation for abuse. Grooming can happen in person or online and can take place by a stranger or an individual known to the child, young person or adult, at risk. Multiple grooming techniques are used by abusers, such as offering advice and guidance, B, buying gifts from personal funds, C11 communication via digital, provider D, providing increased attention, E, using their position, role, reputation to influence others, taking individuals on trips or outings, G, transporting participants to and from boxing activity, providing accommodation to a participant and or I, giving an individual additional responsibility. 3.16. These prepare a child, young person or adult at risk for sexual abuse, exploitation, and or radicalization, and the techniques may be used independently or collectively. England Boxing's rules, policies, codes, procedures and guidelines on travel and communications as well, as the dealing with responsibilities and outcomes of positions of trust policy, provide additional guidance on these behaviours. But all participants should be aware that these behaviours, whether individually or collectively, place a participant at risk and will be investigated under the safeguarding procedure. Participants witnessing these behaviours among their peers are encouraged to report this to England Boxing, or in the case of immediate risk, the police. Page or 7. 3.17. Position of trust. This refers to roles within England Boxing where participants have regular and direct contact with children or young people. From 2022 in England, this definition was extended to sports coaches to include licensed coaches, CWOs, and specified officials within England Boxing. It is against the law for someone in a position of trust to engage in sexual activity with a child or young person, even if that person is over the age of consent. The age gap between two participants is not mitigation for this behaviour. Separate policy is provided by England Boxing entitled Dealing with Responsibilities, Outcomes of Positions of Trust Policy, and should be read in conjunction with this code. 3.28. Radicalisation. This is the process through which an individual comes to support or be involved in extremist ideologies, which is in itself a form of harm. Extremism is defined as one the support or promotion of an ideology based on violence, hatred or intolerance that aims to deny or destroy the fundamental rights and freedoms of others. 2. Undermining or overturning the UK system of democracy and democratic rights. Or 3. Intentionally creating an environment that permits or enables others to achieve either of the previous stated aims 1 and 2. In the UK, the Prevent Duty focuses on support for individuals at risk of radicalisation and extremism. 3.19. Sexting. Sexting or sharing nudes is when individuals share a sexual message and or a naked or semi-naked image, video or text-based message with another person via digital media. Children, young people or adults at risk may consent to sending a nude image of themselves. They can also be forced, tricked or coerced into sharing images by peers or adults online. Whether an individual shares an image consensually or not, they have no control over how other people might use or share it. They may experience bullying or isolation if the image is shared around peer groups. Abusers may circulate a nude image more widely and use this to blackmail an individual or groom them for further sexual abuse. It's a criminal offence to create or share explicit images of a child or young person. 3.20. When submitting a referral, inappropriate images, videos of a sexual or racist nature must not be stored by participants or sent to England Boxing email addresses, as this will conflict with England Boxing's IT and communication systems. Policy for staff and may also breach laws regarding the distribution of images. These should instead be described in the referral and police or England. Boxing may access such imagery if deemed appropriate and lawful. Failure to respect this direction may lead to participants being charged under the disciplinary procedure. 3.21. Although a relatively new development in safeguarding concerns, participants should be aware of the dangers of artificial intelligence-generated sexual abuse imagery. This is a concern in school-based environments, where AI is used to generate pornographic content of individuals who may be under 18. As England Boxing's membership contains a large proportion of children and young people, understanding the impact of new technology is important in safeguarding them. 4.1. Safeguarding of children, young people and adults at risk is implemented through the safeguarding policy, this code and the associated rules. Policies, codes, procedures or guidelines in Appendix 2. The application of the 7 measures below reduces the risk of a significant safeguarding concern. However, no process eliminates the possibility of a safeguarding concern being raised, and all participants in England Boxing should be open to this eventuality and know how to respond. A. Safeguarding governance. B. Safeguarding management. C. Preventative measures. D. Education and training. E. Information sharing and confidentiality. F. Recognizing and reporting. G. Whistleblowing. 4.2. Layers of safeguarding diagram shows the layers implemented by England Boxing to keep members safe. 5. Safeguarding governance. 5.1. This code and related rules, policies, codes, procedures or guidelines provided in Appendix 2 are mandatory for everyone involved in boxing. They provide guidance and support to participants to promote the welfare of children, young people and adults. While at risk, while underpinning the entire safeguarding focus and decision-making within the organisation. 5.2.2. Clubs are mandated to display prominently a copy of their club safeguarding policy, derived from a template provided by England Boxing, and to educate their members on its contents. That policy must reference the reporting procedures in S9 and the contact details for England Boxing's compliance and safeguarding manager and compliance team. 5.3. Safeguarding procedures are promoted through the England Boxing website and social media to support an informed and well-educated membership. Safeguarding content and reference to the safeguarding policy and safeguarding adults policy is also embedded into training and education provided to participants, as well as in delivery contracts and service level agreements. 5.4. Rules, policies, codes, procedures or guidelines are informed by specific government, legislation and third-party guidance on best practice as referenced in NEC. Appendix 2. Documentation is regularly reviewed and updated to meet the needs of England. Boxing and the changing landscape of safeguarding in England and the UK. 5.5. Failure to comply with rules, policies, codes, procedures or guidelines will result in action being taken against participants in line with the safeguarding procedure or disciplinary procedure. A failure to report safeguarding concerns or disruption to a safeguarding investigation may also result in disciplinary action against participants. Page or 9. 6. Safeguarding management. 6.1. England Boxing uses the management structure below to support development and education around positive safeguarding behaviours, as well as in response to safeguarding concerns. 6.2. Safeguarding structure diagram shows the structure of England Boxing. Head of Compliance. As part of England Boxing's senior leadership team, the Head of Compliance leads the compliance, regulatory and disciplinary function of England Boxing, including safeguarding and anti-doping. 6.4. Compliance and Safeguarding Manager. The CSM is the initial lead in safeguarding and disciplinary cases, handling, investigating and subsequently reporting to the relevant panels in line with England Boxing policies and procedures. Compliance team. Compliance team. As employed members of staff, the compliance team support the case management process, DBS process, and participant education regarding safeguarding referrals and compliance issues. 6. Theig. Regional welfare officers appointed by the regions, RWOs, are suitably trained, experienced, and knowledgeable individuals who can guide, advise, and signpost participants regarding safeguarding referrals and the contextual needs of the region. They may act as a conduit for the receipt of safeguarding referrals and communication with the CSM, but are not responsible for investigating concerns. Club welfare officers, appointed by clubs, CWOs, are suitably experienced individuals who can guide, advise, and signpost participants regarding safeguarding referrals or disclosures. They have ownership over the welfare of the participants within their club and the provision of an up-to-date club safeguarding policy. They may act as a conduit for the receipt of safeguarding referrals and communication with the CSM, and their role should be assigned to their profile on the locker. They are not responsible for investigating concerns. England 1 takes all reasonable steps to prevent the employment deployment of unsuitable individuals by seeking to identify individuals who may pose a risk to participants. All England boxing staff, licensed coaches, specified officials, CWOs, RWOs, team managers, educators, designated drivers, and anyone conducting regulated activity with children and young people are subject to enhanced disclosure and barring service and barred list checks. Further information on roles which require DBS checks and the application process is set out in the disclosure and barring service policy and safeguarding procedure. 7.3. Enhanced DBS checks with England Boxing are valid for 3 years from the date of issue or the date of an online service update check by England Boxing. All participants who wish to continue to work in a role which requires a DBS check must renew their DBS application before the expiry of the 3-year period. The locker will automatically prompt participants via email to update their DBS. There is no leeway on expired DBS certifications, and participants are reminded that the processing of DBS applications is external to England Boxing. The locker retains all membership information and automatically invalidates a participant's license. For a role, dependent on the validity of a DBS check, role qualifications and training certification, participants' QR codes are checked at events to ensure only licensed participants can participate. The rule book, and individual membership policy provide clear rulings on the qualification of coaches and the requirements for sparring and competitive boxing. These are supported by the medicals boxers must complete to participate in sparring or competitive boxing at any age. A further statement is also included regarding the minimum age for sparring, which is a participant's 10th birthday, and a medical would not be allowed prior to this date. A qualified event safeguarding officer is appointed to all events requiring a permit and all one England Boxing Championships where those under 18 are participating or spectating. Their role is to have oversight of the safeguarding procedures for the event and respond to any safeguarding concerns, as specified in the rulebook. 7.7. Club health checks and club visits are carried out regularly by England Boxing's club support officers in order to identify potential areas of poor practice and or provide guidance to support the welfare of all participants accessing a venue. Training may only take place in venues that are affiliated to England Boxing and have passed a club health check. 7.8. Club health checks provide a risk assessment against a list of specified requirements. The following are a selection of the requirements with a specific safeguarding focus. Health and safety review for hazards. B Club safeguarding policy is accessible to all participants. C Club constitution is in place. D Club roles are held by named qualified members. E First aid procedures are in place And F, a defibrillator is accessible in case of emergency. The cumulative effect of the preventative measures above, alongside the rules, policies, codes, procedures, and guidelines, is intended to reduce the level of risk in a combat sport and protect children, young people, and adults at risk from harm in both a sporting and safeguarding context. Where participants choose to breach these processes, England Boxing will take action against participants at individual, club, or gym level in order to maintain the integrity of the sport and the welfare of all participants. 8. Education and training. 8.1. England Boxing will ensure everyone understands their roles and responsibilities in respect of safeguarding and is provided with appropriate learning, opportunities to recognise, identify and respond to signs of abuse, neglect and other contextual safeguarding, concerns relating to children, young people and adults at risk. England 2, England Boxing educates its employees, apprentices, board members, boxers, coaches, officials, regional, management boards, members and volunteers about the importance of safeguarding participants. This code is accessible to all through its online publication, and clubs are encouraged to display prominently copies of the club safeguarding policy and educate their members on its contents, adherence to this code, the principles within it, and England Boxing's safeguarding procedures is mandatory for all staff and participants within England Boxing. A boxing-specific online safeguarding e-learning course is available to all participants through the locker. An in-person course remains available to participants to provide inclusive education to all participants. All coaches, CWOs, RWOs and specified officials, as well as participants working with children, young people and adults at risk, must complete safeguarding training and upload their certificate to their locker profile. This training must be updated every 3 years to maintain a valid license, and the locker will automatically prompt participants via email to update their certification. All CWOs and RWO must also complete the UK Coaching Time to Listen course, or England Boxing equivalent, as an extension of their education from the core offer, set out in S805. The UK Coaching delivered course upskills attendees in responding to disclosures, referrals at a club and regional level, which is essential to their appointed roles. Education opportunities diagram shows the education at England Boxing and other partners offer or mandate, the key training requirements and certification to validate participant. AS licenses are set out in the diagram in S87%. For CWAOs and coaches, certification is configured on a participant's locker profile for all roles and will only become valid when all certification criteria are met. 8.7. 8.8. Role requirements diagram shows the requirements of the CWO and coach roles. These roles, in S87, as well as specified officials, are deemed to be working in regulated activity with children, young people, or adults at risk. Such participants should ensure that they protect children, young people, adults at risk, and themselves in regards their safeguarding responsibilities as explained in this code and provided for in the education that England Boxing mandate. This specifically, but not exclusively, refers to grooming behaviours in S315. 89. Additional education opportunities are signposted to all members through website, news articles and social media promotions that follow wider focus days and weeks across England and the UK. These additional opportunities are also expanded upon in monthly communications between the compliance team and RWAs to ensure these role holders have access to up-to-date information to inform their decision-making and signposting. 18. All members and the wider public can access the signposting to well-being and mental health services through the dedicated pages on the England Boxing website. These provisions are further supplemented by the education offer from active partnerships, who, whilst geographically focused, provide a variety of contextual and networking opportunities to clubs and members within a regional area. 9. Recognize and report. 9.1. All participants, and especially those working with children, young people, or adults at risk in England boxing, must know how to recognize safeguarding. Concerns, respond to a disclosure from a participant, and how to act when. Is concern that a child, young person or adult at risk is or may be at risk. 9.2. Reporting routes to the CSM diagram shows how concerns can be reported. 9.3. If any participant has any concerns for the welfare of any child, young person or adult at risk, arising from potential abuse or mistreatment by a coach, participant, including a peer or third party, it must be reported immediately to England Boxing CSM and Compliance Team, either directly or via the CWO or OWO. That includes recent and non-recent abuse. In certain cases, where the concern is grave or the risk immediate, it should be reported to the 1. Police or guidance obtained from the NSPCC before England Boxing reporting procedures are used. This is set out in the diagram at S9.14 and expanded in Appendix 1. 9.4. A referral submitted by any participant can be made directly via email or using the safeguarding referral form. A referral will be received in any format by England Boxing, whether by email or phone. England Boxing aim to support any referrer or victim by providing any reasonable adjustments necessary to facilitate a referral. 9.5. When submitting a referral, inappropriate images, videos of a sexual or racist nature must not be stored by participants or sent to England Boxing email. Addresses as this will conflict with England Boxing's IT and communication systems, policy for staff, and may also breach laws regarding the distribution of images. These should instead be described in the referral and police or England. Boxing may access such imagery if deemed appropriate and lawful. Failure to respect this direction may lead to participants being charged under the disciplinary procedure. 9.6. A child, young person or adult at risk may disclose abuse themselves directly to an adult they trust. Where a disclosure is received, the following process should be followed. Assure the participant that telling you is the correct thing to do. B. Assure the participant that they are not to blame. In cases of immediate danger or threat, the emergency services should be called. D. Do not make promises to the participant that you cannot keep, for example, promising absolute confidentiality, as any disclosure will be referred to the CSM and potentially other statutory agencies. E. Do not prejudge what you are told and do not provide personal opinion. Do not question the participant, but ask them to explain in their own words. G. Keep a written record of the concerns, of who, when, and where the disclosure was made and when, how, and to whom you reported it. H. If appropriate, take details of any injuries. I. Where. In most circumstances, a referral to statutory agencies will be actioned by the CSM, however, in cases of emergency and in liaison with either the CWO. And or RWO participants may contact the relevant statutory agency. See Appendix. 3. Any referral to a statutory agency must also be reported to the CSM. In all circumstances, for avoidance of doubt, any guidance should be sought from the RWO and or CSM or the NSPCC as reliable sources of guidance. Where? First, do not take action against or share information with anyone mentioned in such disclosures, and never against or with any alleged perpetrator of abuse. 9.7. Any records of disclosures or referrals must be kept securely by the participant or club and are confidential documents. 9.8. Disclosures regarding FGM or concerns of potential FGM practices should be reported directly to the police, by the recipient of the disclosure, or by the participant. The CSM or head of compliance will support any participant needing to make a referral for FGM. 9.9. All safeguarding concerns must be reported as soon as possible and within 24 hours to a club welfare officer or regional welfare officer and or to England Boxing's compliance and safeguarding manager or compliance team. This referral and reporting may take place directly with the CSM or via the CWO and or RWO route. 9.10. All safeguarding referrals are managed by England Boxing with CWOs and RWOs, providing support in the referral process to England Boxing. 11. The CSM can be contacted via email at safeguarding@englandboxing.org. The safeguarding mobile on 07590-60001 during office hours Monday to Friday. 9.12. If a child, young person, or an adult at risk is in immediate danger, please call the emergency services on 999. 9.13. Additional guidance can be provided by the NSPCC for children and young people by calling 0808 800 5000. 9.14. Reporting procedure flow diagram shows the reporting procedure. 9.15. While it is not the direct responsibility of England Boxing staff or volunteers to decide whether or not abuse has taken place, it is the CSM's responsibility, alongside a case management team, to triage referrals based on the evidence provided. In line with the safeguarding procedure, the CSM may need to refer concerns to statutory agencies who will ensure it is investigated in line with the rules, policies, codes, procedures, or guidelines of England Boxing and wider government legislation. 9.16. Further information in respect of the safeguarding process can be found in the checked expanded flow diagram in Appendix 1 and is further explained within the safeguarding procedure. 9.17. Where a referral is received regarding an allegation against adults who work with children, young people, or adults at risk, this allegation is not to be shared with the alleged perpetrator. All referrals must be reported to the CSM, who will contact statutory agencies before any communication with the alleged perpetrator is made. 9.18. Any participant working in regulated activity inside or outside of England Boxing is subject to a LADO referral regarding their behaviour if an allegation is received by England Boxing or via a statutory agency. LADO is responsible for managing allegations against adults who work with children. This involves working with police, children's social care, employers, sports organisations, and other involved professionals. The NSPCC provide a guide to the role of LADO in Appendix 5. 9.19. By engaging in regulated activity, participants must understand their responsibilities to children, young people, and adults at risk, and the potential outcomes of an allegation which breaches England Boxing's rules, policies, codes, procedures, or guidelines. This also applies to participants whose behaviours outside of boxing lead to a LADO referral or whose employment outside of boxing is subject to regulated activity. This is viewed by LADO and England Boxing as a transferable risk. 9.20. LADO may instigate child protection proceedings under the direction of local authority agencies such as local safeguarding children partnerships, children's services, social care teams, etc. Child protection relates to specific focused support and proceedings for children, young people and their families, and forms part of the wider safeguarding principles explained in Appendix 4. 10.1. If as a member of staff or participant of England Boxing, you become aware that A. Member of staff or participant is, or may have mistreated a child, young person or adult at risk, you must inform an appropriate person in confidence if necessary. That person could be the CSM, RWO or CWO, with all referrals reaching England Boxing and the CSM. 10.2. As a participant of England Boxing, it is unacceptable to do nothing where potential abuse or risk has been identified. 10.3. In an urgent or serious case, you must contact the police and/or statutory agencies as necessary, as the welfare of a child, young person or adult at risk is paramount. The NSPCC also offers a free whistleblowing hotline via 0800-028-0285 or help at nspcc.org.uk. 10.4. Whistleblowing offers a peer-led deterrent to abuse by participants. It is everyone's responsibility to apply safeguarding measures to protect children, young people, adults at risk, and the integrity of the sport. A positive safeguarding culture where inappropriate behaviour is challenged will deter individuals from adopting roles in boxing. Whereupon 5, where a participant is the respondent to allegations, further guidance and support is provided by England Boxing and is explained in the guidance document, Whistleblowing Guide, Safeguarding, Jeddah Act, Information Sharing and Confidentiality. England 1. England Boxing recognises that information sharing is essential for effective safeguarding and promoting the welfare of participants. Since the welfare of children, young people and adult participants is paramount, it is sometimes necessary or appropriate to share information. This information can be about a child, young person or adult at risk and is shared in order to safeguard them, or information about a participant that needs to be shared to safeguard the England Boxing membership. 11.2. England Boxing ensures that confidential, detailed and accurate records of all safeguarding concerns are maintained in a secure database separate from England Boxing's general documents and data and external to the locker. Safeguarding records are not normally shared with participants, and where they are as part of a subject access request, they will be heavily redacted. 11.3 S9.6L and 9.17 above instruct recipients of a disclosure or referral to maintain confidentiality. A referral or disclosure is not to be shared with the alleged perpetrator of abuse. Following a safeguarding investigation, England Boxing will refer any individual deemed to be unsuitable to work with children, young people or adults at risk to DBS. This process is provided for in the safeguarding procedure and prevents barred individuals from England Boxing working in other sports. 11.5. LADO documents, such as referrals and meeting minutes, will not be shared with participants under any circumstances. Where participants believe access to such documents is necessary, they will be required to contact LADO directly. England 6. England Boxing complies with government guidance on information sharing and the 7 Golden Rules. These 7 rules are explained in Appendix 6, and a flow diagram is included in Appendix 7 to aid participants in understanding when to share information and when to refuse. All referrals to England Boxing are confidential and will not be shared with other participants or third parties unless necessary during an investigation. England Boxing asks that participants respect the confidentiality of safeguarding information, respect that some information is not for disclosure regarding open or historical referrals. 11.8, where a safeguarding review panel, SRP, written judgment requires publication. By England Boxing, this document will be redacted to provide factual information only, and will be published on England Boxing's website. Deven Act. Lower level concerns. 12.1. Lower level concerns are those where poor practice may have been identified. A. Challenge may have been made regarding poor practice, or behaviours do not meet the threshold for significant intervention or investigation. These thresholds are to be determined by England Boxing and the compliance team, not participants and clubs. 12.2. Lower level concerns can also take the form of self to referral by participants where they identify their own behaviours may have unintentionally breached policy or equate to poor practice. 12.3. This practice has been widely adopted within education through keeping children safe in education and is encouraged at a sporting level by the NSPCC, CPSU and Ancroft Trust. 12.4. England Boxing uses lower level concerns as part of their referral outcomes and is developing central reporting systems for participants to support the wider application of this process. The broader development of this approach will allow for the development of a positive safeguarding culture where learning can be developed and positive action taken in respect of such referrals. 12.5. Individual or multiple lower level concerns should not be dismissed by participants under this category or terminology, as these may constitute grooming behaviours or systematic safeguarding failures within a single organisation. 13.1. The appendices contained within this code provide additional guidance and support to participants. The guidance is provided from trusted organisations and national legislation or policy to provide consistent guidance across the education and sporting landscapes. 13.2. Additional guidance can also be obtained by contacting a participant's RWO or the England Boxing Compliance Team using the safeguarding at englandboxing.org. B-mail address. The compliance team offer advice, training and signposting regarding safeguarding as well as the investigative and disciplinary functions of their roles. 13.3. Where a participant believes that their safeguarding referral has not been suitably addressed by England Boxing, they should refer to the appeals section of the safeguarding procedure. End of document.